The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Jenios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Everybody knows Warren Buffett, but do you know who his primary mentor was? A guy named Benjamin Graham. He wrote a book entitled The Intelligent Investor. As the market closes up at all-time record highs, we're going to revisit a bit of perspective today. It's what really matters, and we start now. And welcome to What Really Matters. Today, I am suddenly flying solo. Jeff Hyback has had a couple things he has to quickly attend to before the weekend, so at any rate, you know, I'm a big fan of Jeff Hyback's blog, and this week he was doing a fascinating thing in just revisiting information that he'd read times before, but always good to go back to. I started off with the big question, do you know who, you all know who Warren Buffett is. I mean, the most famous investor out there, right? But his mentor, the granddaddy, they say, of value investing was a guy named Benjamin Graham. And he wrote that book, I don't know how many years ago, but apparently Jeff's got a copy of it, and I haven't read it, but I'm fascinated with the line that Jeff quoted in his blog this week. And by the way, when I say Jeff, I'm referring to Jeff Hyback of Strategic Equity Management. He's the lead manager there, and each week we, take apart the market, and the market is doing an amazing thing this week. It's up another, 3%+ for the week. Remarkable. In fact, we've hit, I think I read something like 8 all-time highs since the election, since the Trump win. So unbelievable. Well, Jeff's been at true to form. He is what we refer to consistently as Mr. Sunshine because he he doesn't want to get excited about something that may or may not be for real. So, hey, the market rally is real. And there are people who are excited right now. What Jeff is going back to, in fact, he dragged out, if you have not gone to his website, you got to do this. Go to semtradersblog.com. That's semtradersblog.com. And you'll see on there this Friday, he's talking about the Friday edition of Traders Blog. He's talking about the Buffett indicator. And, reality is, if Buffett's indicator is true, and I believe it to be accurate and realistic. Yes, can the market go higher from here? Absolutely. It was more overvalued and more in a higher level of bubble territory back in the tech bubble, in 1999. So it certainly has room to run yet. And Jeff's not refuting that, but he is cautioning people to say, wait a minute. The market was already overvalued before Trump took over. And, I got to be honest, I have a mixture of emotions myself. For one, it's just good to see people optimistically positive about a pro-business president. And I know there's people that hate him and think he's a lunatic, and I get that. And I don't really know Mr. Trump. I think he can be very erratic. He's kind of off the cuff and whatnot. But I will say this. He does have a penchant for looking into working with people who have a great degree of intelligence and experience. And that's always going to be debatable. Who's he choosing here and there? And I just my thought is, hey, he's a guy that's become a billionaire. He grew up in an affluent situation, but boy, he took what he was given in life and absolutely capitalized on it. So let's give him a chance. And I'm kind of excited. I get this buzz from people. I've had clients coming in. I'm seeing two enormous extremes in people that are coming in, investors that are visiting with me now in mid-December. On the one hand, there are those who are very excited. Those on the right, obviously folks who voted for Trump. And then there are people coming in that are on the left and that voted for Hillary or whoever else, and just are not happy at all about the fact that Trump's our president-elect. And their view is extremely different from the optimist's view at this point. But the reality is their optimism and their pessimism, neither one, according to what I'm reading with Jeff, and I think it's beyond Jeff, it's what Warren Buffett's mentor would say, we're dealing here with emotions of optimism and pessimism. They're not based on the reality of where the market is. Now, the market, according to the Buffett indicator, it's in nosebleed territory. It's in a place where it does not tend to stay for very much of the time. In fact, just in today's blog, Jeff was talking about another indication of where the market is, and it's not something that it spends a ton of time in. Meaning, most of the time, 80% of the time, the market is not this overvalued. It really isn't. So I have to caution people on both sides. I mean this sincerely. I kind of get the feeling like, I'm a referee at a fighting match of some sort, a sparring match, and I want to, fight fair, come out of this clean. I'm telling both sides, lighten up. We're going to be okay, because it really, the two sides are unbelievably extreme at this point. Now, I get it. I'm excited too. I have to be honest. I'm a capitalist. I love the idea of deregulation. I love the idea of getting rid of some of the bureaucracy and the red tape that is choking business. I'm all in favor of that. It does not mean I'm in favor of doing away with government. I'm not an anarchist. I believe we need a government, and the government serves certain purposes, but I think government's gotten out of hand. It's grown too big. So I love the idea of it being diminished some if that's what happens. I don't believe that the acceleration in the market is going to be sustainable indefinitely. And I don't know whether this lasts the balance of the year, maybe it lasts 6 months. Heck, maybe it lasts another couple of years. And I don't think Jeff would say that it would last couple of years. But I think in reading Jeff's blog this week and talking with him here and there, I would say, yeah, he's of the opinion it still can go higher. But what he's pointing out in the blog is that although it has moved higher, there's indicators that would suggest we're running out of buyers, meaning a lot of people that have bought and are buying in have already done it. And I don't know. It who knows? When you have a mania going on, it might just draw more people out, and more people will say you want to get in. And that's kind of how a rally goes when it's on a lot of hype. Now, again, I don't doubt for a minute that Trump will get some things going regarding infrastructure that could move the big companies that move dirt and pour cement and put up different things. That's going to happen. I don't doubt that. The military contracts, that's going to happen. I don't doubt that he'll renegotiate some deals with different countries and different companies and whatnot. I don't doubt that. What I'm doubtful of, and this has nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do even with Obama directly, the market is overvalued based on historical standards. And at some point, it gives way. And Jeff has likened it to, at some point, it's like the proverbial sandcastle that a kid's building. And you don't know why, but at some point, just one more little grain of sand and whoosh, a whole half of the thing falls apart, goes away. And Jeff's not saying that's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not saying that's going to happen tomorrow. But I can tell you, there is a high degree of wisdom. And Jeff titles the blog this whole week it's been running. He says, value still matters. And it does. Value matters. So I just want to remind people, be cautious. Don't get crazy about the fact that the market's up. In fact, I was delighted this morning. I met with a client who he's kind of on that side that's excited. And it's good to see people positive again. It really is. I'm happy to see that. But even in his excitement, he said, well, January's coming. Seasonally, he's right. The time that the market, and I don't. This isn't an exact quote. I don't know what Jeff's charts would say, but I've found that the Santa rally that can occur, the fun in December, people are happy, they're optimistic. It can be a little sobering starting the new year. Not quite usually as up as much as December is what I've seen. But again, if I'm remembering correctly, I don't have the chart in front of me. So when Jeff hears this, he might be aghast that I'm saying that. But the Santa rally doesn't necessarily continue. But I would say this, in all seriousness, Jeff is bringing up some things here that you need to think about. You need to focus on the idea that, yeah, it's okay to take some risks. It's okay to be excited. We're people. People are going to be filled with emotions. I am at times, very much so, related to investing. And looking at the Dow and the S&P and just seeing it hit these all-time highs, it's exciting. It's invigorating. But you have to know, looking back historically, we just don't spend a lot of time in the record-breaking areas, especially when most of this, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast more than a couple of times, you know that active management is one that looks at things and says, well, where are we really heading here? And it aims to mitigate risk. Well, it basically at this point, Jeff's opinion, they're seeing that the market is being overvalued. Now, it doesn't mean it can't go higher. He'll say that. In fact, that's how he ended his blog. He says he's not saying it's going to crash tomorrow or the party's going to end tomorrow, but he is saying be careful. Be careful. Don't get sucked into the idea that the market can only go straight up. Absolutely, if you feel optimistic and you want to reallocate a little bit more aggressively, okay, make some tweaks to your portfolio if you must, but don't throw the baby in with the bathwater. Don't jump in and think, well, I've missed it. It's gone by me, so I have to jump in to try to make a killing now, and it's a good time to do so. No one knows the future. Nobody. I don't care how good they are, how wise they are. Even if Benjamin Graham or Warren Buffett were here with me right now, neither one of them could tell you emphatically, yes, the market's going to go straight up in 2017. We just don't know. Nobody knows. People make bets. This is the whole idea. But you don't want to bet on your future. You want to take a solid, balanced approach that is significant from a standpoint of building wealth consistently. Yes, there's going to be some setbacks. We expect that. Most people are, when they get right down to it, are expecting volatility. Most people will look at the market now and say, well, yeah, it's probably true. It's overvalued. Can the shot of adrenaline from Trump and some of the things he's going to do, can that last for a while? It could. Absolutely. But will that mean, even if the market goes higher, even if it hits new territory all of next year, for most of the year, if that happened, again, Jeff's saying it doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. Understand that it probably won't is what he's saying. But reading between the lines, even if it does, even if it sets new records next year, do you really want to bet the farm? What if you're wrong? What if we have a great first quarter and then boom, you know, can you stand to suffer the loss? It's always, always good. If there's anything we learned from the debacle of 2008 and from 2002, and when I would go to advisor seminars and they'd say, congratulations, you made it through the worst bear market of your life. Well, I don't want to look, you know, be the nervous Nelly that's looking around every corner for the next bear, but I believe the next bear's coming, and I don't know if it'll be worse than the last. My gut is it probably will if we're in as much of a bubble as Warren Buffett's indicator would suggest, as Jeff Hyback, who has studied this day in and day out, would suggest. So, you know, word of caution, you know, be happy, you know, make some tweaks if you think that's good, but do not jump in with both feet and think, you know, throw care to the wind and forget the fact that what goes up must come down at some point. And it's just part of life. It does. The market never goes up indefinitely, and it never goes down indefinitely. And what I liked about this morning was that even this client who was saying, yeah, I you know, kind of wish I was enjoying more of this rally. He doesn't have as much exposure to the equities as he would like, ideally. He said, there may be a better buying opportunity down the road a bit. And I thought, you know, there's wisdom there. There's wisdom because inevitably, you know, people get excited, the market shoots up, and then they get scared and it drops like a rock. So word of caution, go to Jeff's blog. Again, that's semtradersblog.com. And you'll see, you know, updates from the trading desk, and you'll see value still matters. That's Friday, December 9th. And he's talking about the intelligent investor. And here's something else to think about. I quoted this, and, you know, Benjamin Graham was noted as saying the intelligent investor in this book, he's saying, is a realist who sells to the optimists, and he buys from pessimists. And if you're a pessimist now because your candidate lost, or if you're an optimist now because your candidate won. That's not necessarily a recipe for wisdom. You're not necessarily basing it on what reality is. And I mean that sincerely. And you might think, well, Peter, wouldn't you agree with it? Wouldn't Jeff agree with the pessimist? Not necessarily. He's not saying it's going to drop tomorrow. He's saying it's overvalued. He's not pessimistic, saying that we're not going to have a continued rally for a time. He's just questioning, you know, the higher this thing goes, if it's not really predicated on an economy that is truly igniting, it's problematic. The market is overvalued. It just is. It's very, very highly improbable that when we look back 10 years from now, that we're going to see anything that remotely resembles the historical norm for stock market average returns. Meaning, we may have some great years. Hey, 17 may be another great year. I don't know if it will or not. But I can tell you, looking at the numbers, looking at Warren Buffett's, you know, indicator, he would suggest that's not likely that the overall market would be, you know, enjoying an 8 to 10 or 12% annualized return 10 years from now. Highly, highly improbable. What is probable is lots of volatility, maybe some great years, maybe some awful years too. So what I want to encourage people to do is, as you start the new year, you know, something really great about a new year. I love it. I love the end of a year. I love to look back. I love to cultivate gratitude for what's behind me, for the good things that have happened, and even for some of the things that aren't so good. But to have a perspective on it and say, all right, where are we going in the year ahead? And do some planning. And, you know, yeah, reflect, think about it. Be thankful for what you have and plan wisely. And if it's been a while since you've taken the time to really try to understand, hey, how much risk can I take? At what point would I really start to feel uncomfortable and get nervous and not sleep and have that pit in my stomach? Oh, that's not going to happen during Trump's administration. Oh, come on. That's, you know, I'm all pro. It's get, you know, capitalist. I want to see the economy explode. I hope he can do it. In fact, I've heard some announcers on CNN even rooting for him, saying, hey, give him a chance. Let's hope if Trump does well, then the economy does well. The American people do well. As some people wisely said when Obama took office, don't hope he fails. Hope he does well so the American people do well. That's my take on it as well. And I just think, yeah, let's give him a chance. Get behind him. Don't knock everything he's trying to do. I mean, that's just being cynical, you know. And it's where a lot. I know a lot of folks on the right have been cynical of Obama for a long, long time. And I've had some real problems with some of the stuff he's done and said. But overall, you know, I wish the man well. I really do. And but nevertheless, the new day is dawning. President-elect Trump will be president on January 20th, sworn in, and we'll go from there. But again, it's a good time of year to assess, where am I? Where am I going? How are you doing for retirement? Are you on track to retire? What types of things are you going to do in retirement? And what might the need for cash flow be? When are you going to take Social Security? What about the insurance you have, your life insurance or your health insurance? All of these things weigh in. Do you have long-term care insurance? All of these questions come into play. And especially at the end of a year, it's a good time to sit, pause, reflect, think about where you've come and where are you going. And I'd pose this question to you. I pose it to some men in my small group. It is this. It's a question I derive from Dan Sullivan of The Strategic Coach. If you were sitting down 3 years from today, what has to have happened in your life that's of value, real value, for you to feel good about your progress? Think about that. Again, if you're looking back 3 years from today, you're looking back, it's December 9th, and it's 2019, 3 years down the pike. What has to have happened in your life? And if one of those things is, I want to be at a place of greater financial strength, what does that mean? Take that apart. Think about it. And if you're absolutely convinced that between now and the next 3 years, we're going to enjoy just a ride that's straight up, great, then, you know, I'll shake your hand. But most people are not, you know, that's just not reality. It's not what's probable. And I'm not saying it's going to drop tomorrow. I'm not. I'm saying take the time to assess, regardless of what other people are doing and saying, regardless of the pessimists, regardless of the optimists, how much of this, you know, when it happens, when it does, whenever it happens, how much of it can you stomach before you flip? What I mean by flip is not just flip out and go crazy. I'm referring to when you say, I've had enough, I can't lose anymore, I'm retiring soon, I can't lose as much money. Have that thought now and realize, yeah, you want to take some risk to be able to make some money, absolutely. But if you haven't explored the merits of active money management, if you're here in Minnesota, give us a call at the 401k Latte Company. We'd love to talk to you about your risk, how much risk you're willing to take, and what you might do, what type of portfolio would allow you to breathe, enjoy some of the upside as it comes along. But more importantly, especially if we're in a bubble, and Warren Buffett's indicator says we are, it's a pretty good reference. Warren Buffett kind of knows stuff about stocks. He's indicating it's a bubble. Now, with that in mind, how much of the down can you stomach? And you have to be honest. You know, all change begins by telling the truth. Don't be one of those people that's on the cusp of retirement. I've met so many that told me after the 2002 crash, oh, I'd have been retired at the end of 2002, but you know how the market went. Same thing they said about 2008. I'd have been retired. If you're on the cusp of retirement in just a few years, and by few, I mean, you know, 3 to 5, 6, 7, maybe, do you really want the market to hand you the opportunity to work for another 7, 10, 15 years because you got wiped out when the market crashes? Be careful, be careful. That's the whole point of what Jeff's saying. Value still matters. And if you haven't gone to Jeff's blog, I'd encourage you to check it out, semtradersblog.com. Read the things he's saying. Look at the charts that he's putting in there and just... It's good stuff. It will give you insight that you don't get from the morning when you look and you know, or the things you see on the financial news. You know, Dow records 3.1% weekly gain, fifth in a row. Okay, you know, that kind of thing. That's great, but that's not the stuff you should be making your future on, banking on. You want to be able to retire. You want to enjoy income from your assets. You want to make sure you're doing wise, taking good, prudent steps on all aspects of your financial world. So on that note, I normally ask Jeff, what is it we say around here at the 401k Latte Company? And he chimes in and says, well, Peter, the tagline for 401k Latte is invest in a conversation. Do it soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.